This is Reg and ATL Sports Talk with Eugene Morton. Today we will be, let me just do the whole thing. Sure. Coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Via iTunes, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, Google Play, and Spotify. I've known that a couple of shows in a row. I'm feeling pretty happy
you
about that.
Back to back, I believe, on that.
I'll take it, man. Hopefully it's a tale of things to come. We're going to talk about today, NFL now and then, or then and now, however you want to take that. We're going to go over a few position skill players, and we'll also talk about a defense, and we'll kind of pick which players we would have taken. What years are we talking here, Eugene?
Again, kind of that. Well, when we're going for defenses, I did kind of throw in an 80s kind of defense for, but
okay.
So defense, I went from kind of whenever, but the players, it's kind of 90s through.
Whoever's not playing.
Exactly. That's an easy way of saying it right there. 90s to whoever's not playing there now.
And then you went skill positions, quarterback, running back, wide receiver, tight end.
Yes.
For those positions. And then we went just defense, all-time defense, very fantasy football-ish.
Yes.
Here. So let's start with the quarterback position. And let's go with our then. Who's your throwback quarterback position?
This is a total homer pick. I'm letting you know right now.
Okay.
I went Michael Vick.
What?
And the reason for
what?
It.
What? Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Can I give
whoa,
you my reason
wait
first?
Wait a second, Eugene Morton.
Yep.
So GM Morton, for his throwback quarterback pick, went Michael Vick. Now, before I go into, and I'll let you get, kind of get into
yeah,
that first.
Yeah.
I get it. And I feel like now, and we had this on our basketball show when you took Wilkins, and I'm now... I'm looking like a very much of a non-homer here.
No. And now the reason I will tell you the world, because I've seen him play.
Is that the only reason?
And I watched him play and it was in awe. It was like I've heard people describe Michael Jordan, and just watching him play, he looked like a high school guy playing against a bunch of middle schoolers. When he's out there on the
field. So what game did you watch? Where'd you go see? What year is this?
It was...
It had to be in early 2000s.
Early 2000s against the Bucks.
Okay. So you were in Tampa.
I was in Tampa.
All right. So you watched him as an away team.
Yeah.
Okay.
And of course, I got heckled for it because, of course, I was wearing my Falcons hat. And
really?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Oh, yeah. So then... So Vic comes into town and he evidently had a great game for you to put him on as your quarterback for your then, because his stats Vic. I like Vic because I like Vic for how he brought in Atlanta. We went into football purgatory because we had the 98 year mm-hmm. and then we had a complete fall off.
Right.
Okay. And not to mention the Broncos destroyed us in that Super Bowl. So the Falcons had trouble putting together back-to-back winning years.
Right.
Which didn't exactly happen until Matt Ryan, my guy, Matty Ice,
yeah.
came into town. It's the only time we ever had back-to-back winning seasons. So Vic, though, what I will always be thankful to Michael Vick for, and you can never take away from him, is the excitement that he brought to this city. Like nothing, like none other we'd ever seen.
Right.
You know, he was the most exciting player in the league, and he was here in our city. So I will forever be thankful to him for that, at least.
And it was kind of neat to watch when he went to Philadelphia, because I felt like
that was a resurgence. He became like a more of a passer,
right?
He kind of more accurate there.
Almost he became like Granville Cunningham in that aspect, because Cunningham was very similar to Vic, could throw the bomb, but it wasn't really accurate. Could run on anybody, and then it was kind of neat to see them. So same thing with Vic. There are definitely better quarterbacks out there than him. Better passers, but it was kind of neat, obviously when he was just a gifted athlete, obviously. And it was, but yeah, it was cool to see him go from, you know, the kind of more the runner style quarterback,
right,
to actually turn into a passer when he got to Philadelphia.
Okay. So my quarterback is Joe Montana. No suspense here.
Yeah.
You know, no suspense here. He's gone back and forth between him and Brady as far as greatest quarterbacks of all time. He sealed the deal in that game with Cincinnati. And he also sealed the deal when he went to Kansas City and didn't suck. you know, they got him out of there for Steve Young, and he went to Kansas City and he made him pay at least for a game.
my favorite Joe Montana story is when they're in that drive and
we're driving to the Rice Drive in Cincinnati.
Drive in Cincinnati, and they had a timeout, and you know, just to break the tension of the team in the huddle, he spots John Candy in the stands and points, "Hey, look, there's John Candy." And it's totally like brought everyone.
Added levity to the situation.
Yeah, just kind of.
A really high pressure situation because they would have lost that game without that drive.
And he said he felt like when he said that story to the guys, everyone kind of calmed down, took a breath, and kind of like chuckled. It's like, oh yeah, junk. It kind of took their mind off for a second. And then it's like, okay, now it's time to go to work.
Nice. Nice. So Vic for GM Morton has Vic. And then I went Joe Montana for quarterback. So who's your current quarterback?
Oh, current? Who I want to... I'm going Patrick Mahomes.
Patrick Mahomes.
Going Patrick Mahomes
over John over Tom Brady.
I know, but you're asking me somebody I want. Like I'm going for like excitement, and he's just fun to watch. I mean, Kit throws freaking no look passes.
Right.
He does
right.
like the sidearm passes too. So,
you're right. He's got a cannon.
He's got a cannon.
Right.
He does those unbelievable plays where you're not supposed to do it. It throws across the middle of the field when he's going. The opposite direction, you know, the sin kind of quarterback throws mm-hmm. that you're not supposed to do, and he makes them. So
I got to admit here, your excitement list, it's kind of blowing my list out the water here. But I do like the fact that Tom Brady. Tom Brady's not Mr. Excitement.
No,
let's start there. However, Eugene, what's exciting to me about Tom Brady is how he can go up or down.
Right.
If it's a 30 to 40 point shootout, he can hang with you.
Yeah.
And as you've seen in the Memorial's most boring Super Bowl we ever watched in our life, if it's a low defensive scoring game, he can hang with that too.
Yeah.
He's the kind of player that can go up or down. When they were playing, they played Patrick Mahomes. Brady came out the better quarterback, even though Patrick Mahomes watched from the bench for a good part of that game.
Right.
But what makes Tom Brady exciting to me is he can be as exciting or as boring as you want him to be. And I feel like that kind of consistency leads me to getting better games on average with him.
Yeah.
You know, now Patrick Mahomes, very hard, just like your Michael Vick from an exciting standpoint, is very hard for me to argue with because of his production. And he was an MVP, he had a better year than Brady. So that I feel like I can't argue with your pick there. I can argue with that.
No, and I won't argue. You know, that's a great point on with Tom Brady. He's, like you said, he is Mr. Consistent. And he can go on. That was the very tell was that video you said you saw it on TV where they're talking about either going for the fourth down or kicking the field goal in the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, oh, why don't we just kick the field goal?
Right, in the game.
And there was
done.
No,
it's over with.
And there was no animosity. There was no arguing on Brady's side of it. I mean, it was just like, okay.
Right.
That's pretty cool because most quarterbacks
would say, put the ball in my hand.
Give me the ball.
Right.
Yeah.
Brady just knew at that point that the game was going to be over.
Yeah.
And the game was going to be over. Why not just have it done now?
Yeah.
Let's just end it at this moment.
So that was a pretty cool moment.
So who did your throwback or your vintage running back, I should say?
Oh, my. Where is my... Sorry, I had my...
I feel like you're going to have a more exciting player here, too. My list is boring.
We're going running back?
Yes, running back.
I'm sorry, Barry Sanders. The only man that can make a negative play look positive can just make you look... Just break at angles.
Okay, so once again, GM Morton has picked a more exciting player than my player. I pick Mr. Consistency, Emmitt Smith. Just because he's consistent. You know, I feel like I can get consistent play out this guy. He's a workhorse.
He is a workhorse.
You can hand the ball off to him. He can run it. He can run it outside. He can run it inside. Even though he's nowhere near as shifty as a Barry Sanders, but Emmitt played longer, just more consistent to me. So that's a name that pops out to me. If I'm going to say in that period. Now, if we're opening it up to a larger period, of course we're opening up to like the Jim Browns, Walter Paytons of the world. If we're opening it up to a larger period, but if I'm going just in this '90s, 2000. I went back and forth between Emmitt and Tomlinson, LaDainian, as far as like who can I go in this spot. So I went with Emmitt Smith there, and you went with Barry Sanders. Once again, I cannot argue with that Barry Sanders pick for the excitement factor alone. Okay, so let's go with our present. Who's your present running back?
My present, it's another total homer move here. It's Todd Gurley.
Todd Gurley.
Yeah.
Todd Gurley. Hmm.
Just because he's that dual threat. I love running backs, and obviously Barry wasn't really a dual threat. He's more just give me the ball. I'll go over here or there.
I'm going to make people miss.
Miss. But I love, that's one thing I always loved about Todd. And I think Saquon Barkley for the Giants is going to be
that. That's your honorable mention
there, Saquon? Yeah. But I think those two kind of have that. They have that
Saquon's
ability.
Catching the ball too.
Exactly. And dual threat. Todd is this kind of, so I love those types of guys. But yeah, Todd Gurley, just because he's a UGA guy.
So once again, GM Morton's going to make me look like a non-homer here because I went, and I don't really feel good about this, to be honest with you, because I chose two Dallas running backs. I'm not a Dallas fan, but I went Ezekiel Elliott here.
I was thinking about him, but it was just like,
for consistency, for consistency, yeah. You know, because I feel like you put a player like Ezekiel Elliott's skill set. If you had put him in a Super Bowl, I think he would have been perfect. Mm-hmm. He would have been perfect in this Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Because he would have been able to, I feel like, give them a stronger running game than Todd Gurley did. And Todd Gurley's disappearing act didn't help his case here. Even though I can see if I'm pulling out looking at the whole season, I can see why you go Todd Gurley.
Right.
No problem. He's great size, catch the ball, and run it. So I can see why you went Todd Gurley here. I guess that because the Super Bowl left such a bad taste in my mouth and it's the last thing I saw from him.
Yeah.
I'm like, man, if Ezekiel was in this game, it would have been a different game. Rams would have had so much more of a shot. Play action would have been viable.
Yeah.
A viable option rather than, as opposed to, I guess, which you ended up getting with Todd Gurley. Now, did you have an honorable mention there? Was your Saquon Barkley was your honorable mention, right?
I put him and I put Marshawn Lynch.
On your throwback list. He's currently playing.
He's currently playing. I have him now.
Really? You have Marshawn?
I love Marshawn.
Do you feel like a little bit, Eugene, that you are thinking about the Temple of Boom, Marshawn?
I think I am a
like
little
that,
bit.
That era of Seattle.
That's the one. Yes. That's the one I'm thinking about. The one where
beast mode.
Beast
you think
mode.
About beast mode.
I'm so thinking he's about not, beast mode, I
right.
guess.
That's, he's like beast-ish now. He's not like beast mode.
Yeah, I know.
And my honorable mention was Le'Veon Bell.
Oh, that's a good one.
Now, Le'Veon Bell is my honorable mention because I don't know what he's going to look like. He didn't play the entire season, right?
No.
I don't know what the guy looks like. You know, usually you don't lose it because Ricky Williams is able to go to the mountains, smoke a mountain worth of weed, come back and still be a viable option at the running back position. So that being said, I feel like I feel like he can come back and do the same thing.
Yeah, and one thing about Le'Veon, he's good about not taking direct hits.
Right.
He was very good, patient runner.
Very patient runner.
Wait until the hole opens up.
He can catch it.
And he catches, yeah. But again, like you said, we got to wait until we see.
So he was on. He's on my honorable mention. Let's go to wide receiver. I'm not sure if there's going to be much argument here, but we'll see what you got. Who's your then wide receiver?
Then Randy Moss.
Oh, what? What? Randy Moss. Randy Moss is a very exciting receiver.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
But I have Jerry Rice. How do you get ahead of Jerry Rice? Jerry Rice, we just talked about the game.
We did.
With Montana. And the key thing to that drive was Jerry Rice, right? I get it. Once again, I get it. Because I feel like you're Randy Moss Hall of Famer. And that year he had with the Patriots shows you that you could put him on a different team.
Right.
And he can pay instant dividends for you. And more so for him doing that than what Rice did when he left the 49ers. But the thing is I want to say, and I have to go back and look at the stats to see the numbers to see when Randy Moss actually left. Because I think Randy Moss was more in his prime than Jerry Rice was when he left the 49ers.
Yeah.
Because Randy Moss went to the Patriots and paid instantaneous dividends.
Right.
You know, versus Jerry Rice. But Jerry Rice, Mr. Consistency, man. You know what I mean?
He
was when they did the NFL top player of all time, he was like the top player of all time. They had him as number one.
Yeah.
It's Jerry Rice. So dominating. But you have here Randy Moss. Explain that.
I'm just going completely more excitable. I've just never seen. Well, here's the thing. We don't have those crazy catches. We don't have Randy Moss. We don't have those just outrageous one-handed, you know, I just Yes, and don't get me wrong, Jerry Rice was Mr. Consistent. He is a legend.
He ran the hill, man.
He did. He ran the hill. He did. I remember that. I remember. So, I mean, just going from just a complete excitement. Don't be wrong. It's Jerry Rice. Yes, he go, you know, run the route he's supposed to run. He could actually, he had the very deceptive speed. You wouldn't think, you look at him, sometimes he didn't look like he
catch anything.
Can catch anything. But man,
run every route.
But Randy, just from an excitement, just like would just make those catches, like, wow, those ones like behind.
That's because Randy was like a long ball catcher. And yeah. Everybody likes, if you can catch that deep pass, your excitement level goes up tremendously.
Absolutely.
And that's not just to put Randy Moss in that box, because he's shown over the years that he is a player that's going to show up every Sunday and perform. So I can't take anything away from this pick, just like your Barry Sanders pick or your Mike Vick pick is like the weakest one I see so far amongst these. But that's only because Vick was more exciting than he was great. And Barry Sanders was great. Randy Moss was great. Vick was very, very good player. I can't even say he's a very, very good quarterback. He's a good quarterback. Player. Serviceable quarterback. Great player.
Yeah.
Great player. And great physical and everything that he brought to the game. Vic just ushered in an intangible excitement.
Yeah.
That some of these other, like a Joe, very opposite of a Joe Montana, who's a great Hall of Fame quarterback, excellent quarterback, not nearly as exciting as Michael Vick at changing the overall game.
Right.
You know, that Michael Vick changed kind of how things were. And he was doing that at Virginia Tech also. So who did you go for your current wide receiver?
Well, this was easy. I don't even want to. Making sure I wrote it down right. Oh, Julio Jones.
Homer status.
Oh, that was the Homer right there.
Homer status, man. Well, there's not even point of us spending a ton of time on this, because I went Julio also.
Okay.
Yeah. But I only went Julio because I'm a Homer.
Yeah.
That's it. Because can you really say that Julio is better than your Antonio Browns or your Odell Beckhams of the world? What do you think about that?
Well,
I'm going to say it because I'm an Atlanta Falcons fan.
Well, I think, he's right there with
and he's consistent.
He's right there with Antonio Brown with receptions and yards. And Odell's has had more injuries, right?
Julio, I feel like, has just been Mr. Consistent.
That too.
And that's with the nagging foot injury that he's had.
Yeah.
It's kind of seemed like it's lingered for like the last 3 years, 2 or 3 years, you know, or so. And he still goes out there and is able to get separation, catches the ball.
Yeah.
Doesn't have as many touchdowns as I would like. But he's still a threat, and he's getting double and triple teamed
lot. And that's why the touchdowns were down this year. He was getting, like you said, double or triple teamed.
Okay. So no argument on our wide receiver. Tight end from then. This is the easy one for me.
I feel like this is kind of a Homer pick, but not Tony Gonzalez.
Gonzalez, no. It's not only we picked the same player.
Okay.
No, Tony Gonzalez is a Homer pick from the sense that he was in, he had us in contention every year, and he was a viable option to the moment he sat down.
Yeah.
He was a viable option. But not only that, though, let's go back to his Kansas City years where he spent the bulk of his career.
Yeah.
He has the most catches. So you got a player like Tony Gonzalez. This is not a hard pick. And I don't even feel like it's a Homer pick, even though it's a little bit of Homer. But it's not all the way. It's not like you picked somebody who is an obscure underground guy that nobody ever sees coming up, but happened to play for your home team. So you put him higher up on the list than any other human being would. Yeah, Tony Gonzalez would be at the top of a lot of tight end lists. Yeah, so I feel like that's a solid pick.
And he changed the way that tight ends are viewed. Most of the time, they were just viewed as that extra blocker. And now, I mean, I don't think it's
pretty much extra receiver now.
Yeah. And now it's like maybe you don't have like the Gronks of the world or these other
the Jimmy Grahams,
those types of tight ends with if you don't have Tony Gonzalez first.
Speaking of Jimmy Graham, what happened to him? He fell off the earth when he went to Seattle, making New Orleans look like they made a great choice there. So who is your current tight end?
The easy one, Gronk.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, who else would you?
Okay. So, you have me here. I think you have me here only because if you're going on. I don't trust Gronk as much as I trust the player that I picked. I picked Travis Kelce because I feel like Kelsey's more consistent.
He's coming up. Yeah.
He's more consistent as of late. You know, and I'm picking purely now.
Right.
Purely now. So if Gronk had retired, I might have had Gronk and Gonzalez going back and forth. You know what I mean? If Gronk had retired, if I'm looking at past Gronk.
Yeah.
But Gronk cannot stay healthy.
No, he can't. But when he is, look what he did. Look at it's like
the bet he chose to have his best games the last two games of this year.
The last two games. Yes. Yes. It's like, oh, look, it's old Gronk.
He showed that he's still an option out here. He's still an option, you know, but he, I'll tell you what, you know, if it was just pure excitement, maybe I go Gronk, but you know what the best ability is in the NFL is availability. Mm-hmm. The best ability is availability, whether you're talking NFL or NBA. And I would definitely say that Gronk, because of how good the Patriots play without him, I have a hard time putting him on my list as being that big of a difference maker.
Right.
Because the Patriots win Super Bowl without him. They can win with him. They can win without him. And the what I feel like does go in your favor is those last two games. Kind of like the opposite of the Todd Gurley situation where you see the last games you see of Gronk, he still got it.
Yeah.
He's getting separation. He's catching a ball. And when he's catching the ball, he's looking like he's reaching over shorter defenders.
Yeah.
That's still an option. He's the height's still there. But I just worry about his health situation long term. Do you think he's going to play next year?
Well, there's been no indication he's not. I kind of thought he was going to ride off in the sunset. Just because
after this year.
Yeah. Because it was
you
just,
felt that. Did you feel that way after the Super Bowl, or was that kind of like going into the Super Bowl? You kind of had that
I had
feeling?
That feeling was going into the Super Bowl just okay. because.
So did it. Playing, watching him in the Super Bowl change your perspective on that at all?
Well, it all depends if the Patriots are okay at like going, okay, look, you're only going to get maybe 68 games out of me there in the year, right? Or maybe 10 if you're lucky. But come playoff time, I'll be there for you.
Okay.
So if they could work out that kind of like wink, wink, handshake type of thing at the, you know, behind the scenes, I think he keeps playing. But if they're expecting him to play a full season, and go in the playoffs?
When is the last time? Has Gronk ever played a full season?
I don't think he has.
Ever.
I can't remember.
I know he hasn't in recent memory.
I know he hasn't recently. Maybe early on. But yeah, he's always had just the back issues, obviously the arm issue. So.
Okay. So let's go to your defense from then. Let's do your vintage defense.
That's to start off the first Super Bowl I ever watched was the 85 Bears.
So you went back to the 85. So that's why you're putting me in a position here. You're putting me in a position because I kept mine within the parameters.
I know.
Within the parameters.
If you go
85 Bears, you just smash my list. Like there's I mean, of course. Buddy Ryan. I mean, what I do with that?
Yeah.
So I would have to, if we're going to go back to that time period, I would have to change my pick because I picked the Ravens. Because of Ray Lewis.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about the Ravens.
I picked the Ravens because of them. And then we can go Temple of Boom because a lot of they're not there anymore for the most part. Sherman's gone, but they're still playing, though. Yeah. So technically, they don't count as much. But some of the Ravens are still playing. You know, yeah, the Tampa with Derrick Brooks Tampa, right?
Yeah, Derrick Brooks Tampa.
And Rondé.
Mm-hmm. John Lynch.
I still like the Ravens better than Tampa. Only because Ray Lewis, Ed Reed... T Suggs is still playing. T Sizzle is still playing. Or you played last year. They had a lot of great players on those Ravens teams. And then they got Trent Dilfer Super Bowl.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, I mean, I feel like that's pretty solid. Even though that Tampa, don't get me wrong, like Derrick Brooks, I have a ton of respect for. So and John Lynch as well. He's doing a pretty decent job as an executive now in his second act, so to speak, for him. So or third, because I don't know if he was a commentator, but I will say that if you're going to go there, then we have to go 85 Bears. Like you've given me no choice. Like if you go, if
sorry, we're I broke go, the rules on that one.
Right. We got to go back to the Bears. There is nothing. Come on, man. Refrigerator Perry.
Yep.
They had so many players on that team.
Yep.
You had Singletary and you had a defense. At that time, when there were still kind of like the offensive players were getting a lot of the shine in that time period, that was Marino, Elway, Montana era,
yep,
right?
Yep.
So you had a lot of offensive players that were getting shine at that time. And for a defensive team to come out and they be, you know, they lifted Ditka and Buddy Ryan off the field, like both of them. When have you seen a D coordinator get taken off the field like the quarterback?
Right.
Or like their head coach, I should say.
Right.
And you could argue that Buddy Ryan played just as big of a part in those teams being in that team being excellent and winning the Super Bowl as Ditka did. Okay, so 85. I'm going to change my pick. I'm going to change my pick to 85 Bears.
Sounds good. Whatever,
because that's just, there's no, come on, man. There's no arguing with that at all.
Yeah.
So who do you got for your current defense?
My current one? I mean, like I said, that was tough. I was going to be like, pick the Bears again, but I was like, nah, I can't do that. I like Denver. And Denver, here's the reason.
You?
I do.
Because you actually like Denver?
I do actually like Denver.
Did you have to force yourself to make that pick?
I did kind of. No, I did. I do like Von Miller.
I like Von Miller. But they've lost Tlaib, and he's now in.
He is, but they still have a good defense.
In the Rams.
They still have a good defense, and they were until like all their school players got banged up, they were holding it down last year. Mm. I mean.
I like Von Miller a lot.
Yeah. I think that's where.
But I just like Von Miller a lot.
I don't know. I didn't really know else to. Like I said, I was going to pick the Bears because of Mac. But
so let's just go ahead and ruin the suspense here. I did pick the Bears because of Mac.
Because of Mac.
I have it written down on my sheet. Mac.
I did. Well, I had mine here too, but I was like, I should pick somebody
different.
I did
the same thing for running backs. I went to Dallas running backs, and I'm not really a Dallas fan. I had no issues at all going with the Bears because Khalil Mack is a freaking beast.
Yeah.
And I had no issues whatsoever going with the Bears here, even though I did like on paper. I like the Rams defense because I felt like the Aaron Donald is a beast and a half.
Oh, he is.
So, okay. So let me do this because I can do 1 and 1.5. If I go 1.5, it's probably going to be the Rams. But because when I look at defenses, I feel like the Bears, similar to the 85 Bears, had their team in contention.
Yeah.
Via defense.
Yeah.
The Bears had their team in contention.
Yes,
all right. Agreed. Got them to the playoffs.
Yes.
Okay. You got Trubisky to the playoffs. Okay, very similar to what the Bears, even though the other Bears team had, there's no Walter Payton on the Bears now. So the Walter Payton was on that offensive side of that ball.
Yeah.
And then you had, who was the quarterback? Jim McMahon. Yeah. Jim McMahon better than Trubisky right now, in my opinion. You know, so, but still, kind of similar. Like he's no Joe Montana.
No.
You know, just like Trubisky is no, like, you know, Tom Brady. Jared Goff even looking better than him now.
Yes.
So you have... very much similarities there with the Bears defense. You know, Khalil Mack beasting from the moment he touches down. However, on paper, when you got Tlaib, Sue, Donald, and those are just three players, and I know I'm missing a couple more players on that team.
Oh, yeah, that team.
Who they built through free agency on that Rams team. On paper, maybe they have the edge over the Bears. Because just they have more name players. And then your best player, Aaron Donald, is every bit as good as Khalil Mack. So they are, I think he got MVP, defensive MVP again this year. Because I want to say he won defensive MVP last year. Let me look at that up. But I think he won defensive MVP this year too.
Yeah, it's the same thing too. They're in the Super Bowl. They were lining him up in different spots. They were lining Sue up in different spots. Same thing with Mac. They'll line up Mac in different places just to keep the defense out or keep the offensive on their feet, on their toes.
So what do you see any similarities between that Bears? Was that similarity accurate for you as far as the Bears defense this year? Not to say that it's as good, but how they carry their team.
Yeah, definitely. They were just manhandling teams. They were just destroying. You're right. They took them to the playoffs.
Yeah, and it was definitely defensive MVP was Aaron Donald this year.
Okay.
So I have I would like to make a here's what I'm going to do. Okay. Because I did pick the Bears, because at first I would have went with probably your same logic if I had picked the 85 Bears for the then team.
Mm-hmm.
But then I would have picked the Rams defense for my now team. What I did at first was went Ravens and then I went Bears because Khalil Mack is a beast. But Aaron Donald is every bit of beast as Khalil Mack is.
Yeah, yeah. He's just as good.
Right. And I'm glad they finally decided to pay the man. Because at the beginning of the year, they were like, well, what are they going to do? They were kind of stringing them along a bit. They were signing all these new players.
Right.
They gave Todd Gurley his money.
Yeah.
So people were like, you got to give Aaron his money. You know, he's the anchor on that defense.
And
he shows up consistently every single game.
Yeah, they just ran out of gas. I mean, you can't expect the guys to go out there and stop. I mean,
a lot of three and outs to do for you.
Yeah, it's like they were getting tired.
I didn't you might as well not even sit down over there. You know, you go into the sideline to keep your helmet on.
Yes.
You're going to be running back out here in about 2 minutes.
Yep, Goff is going to get you a three and out. So just hang out right here. Don't even go sit down.
So let's recap. We got 1 minute left here. Let's recap real quick. Your then team is Michael Vick.
Yep.
Barry Sanders. Randy Moss. We both have Gonzalez for tight end. 85 Bears. Mine was Montana, Emmett Smith, Jerry Rice, Gonzalez, and Bears as well, because I switched from the Ravens. I went with the Bears because there's just no arguing that dominance. It's not even close. Well, it's close, but 85 Bears over the Ravens.
Ooh, what team did you have there? Oh, you had Ravens.
I had Ravens there because I love big play Ray. Current teams, I went Brady. You went Mahomes for quarterback. I went Ezekiel Elliott. You went Todd Gurley for running back. That Super Bowl performance talked me off that. Wide receiver, we both have Julio Jones. A little bit of homerism there. You went tight end. I went Kelce. You went Gronk. I can understand that pick because Gronk was great. I just don't feel like he's as great any longer. And defense, I went Bears here, but switched to the Rams because I didn't want to go Bears back and back to back and have Khalil Mack there. And you went Denver here, which I think is heavily influenced by Von Miller.
It is heavily. Being a great, say great player. 98% heavily. I couldn't name another person on the defense right now. If you yelled a gun to my head.
All right. Well, this has been Reg and ATL Sports Talk with Eugene Morton. See you next time.